State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Earlier this year, we launched an occasional series that we're calling One Person Who Cared. These are stories of how one person chose to make a difference in a child's life. Joy Muhammad and Paris Brown are loosely connected through family. They met once at a wedding, then they became neighbors in the Russell Woods neighborhood of Detroit. Muhammad, who is 9 years older than Brown, helped tutor her with her schoolwork and checked up on her at her house.
So you were just visiting at that point?
I wouldn't call myself a visitor. I was snooping. I was watching to make sure that the kids were okay.
And where were you?
No.
Things were getting worse at Brown's house. Her mom worked but couldn't keep up with the bills. At one point, utilities were shut off in the house.
So basically, the heat and the electricity was out in the house, so we went and stayed down the street.
Muhammad had offered a place to stay, but Brown said no. She thought Muhammad was too strict. Then, one morning before school, Brown had an asthma attack. The house she'd been living in was full of pets, but there were no adults around who could help her with her attack.
So the only person I could think to call was Joy. So I called her, and within 5 seconds, she was there, and she took me to the hospital. I remember she took me to the hospital. She told me, that was the last day being there, that, I officially moved in with her. So later on the day, we went and got my things, and I've been with her ever since.
It's been 2 years. Joy Muhammad and her husband have guardianship over Brown. And things are different in Muhammad's house. More rules, more expectations, but also just different. Brown tells me the story of watching Muhammad plan out a nursery before her son Xavier was born. Brown had never seen anyone plan that much, that far in advance.
That was probably when I realized, when she told me that, was when I realized that the biggest deficiency in Paris's upbringing was a lack of planning. From the moment that she had gotten here to being 17 and going on and on and on, there was no plan. There was no plan for her. There was no hopes and no dreams, no guidance for her future. It was always just day to day. How are we going to get past today?
Muhammad says she's trying to break that habit. She forces Brown to have a plan before she does anything, before she even leaves the house. Now, Brown is planning for the future. Muhammad pushed her to get a job this summer, and she went away to a program in East Lansing.
So you plan to go to college?
Yes. I want to attend Michigan State University.
Were you thinking that you would be a college-going person all along? Did you always see that for yourself?
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to go to college, but I probably wouldn't have gotten there.
Brown says before, she had the desire, but she didn't know all the steps to get there. Now she's learning the steps from Muhammad and her husband. She's learning it because Muhammad chose to get involved in her life, chose to be there for a kid in need when no one else would.
I find that nobody wants to do it because they're afraid. They're afraid of the repercussions. They're afraid of the stigma. They're afraid of the complications that come with helping someone out. And we've been able to overcome all of that in the past 2 years that Paris is. It's been 2 years?
Yeah.
2 years Paris has been with me. And I want people to not be afraid to reach out and help someone else.
Brown says she still sees her mom, who now lives in a shelter. Sometimes there's tension. But Muhammad says Brown will always be her mother's daughter. Now, it's like she has two moms. With State of Opportunity, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.
Thank you.